Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So this week's Parsha, we learn Parshas Ukedah, the ultimate and the greatest of the ten Nesiyonos, Asor HaNesiyonos Shenesnasa Avraham Avinu. And the second part of today's Shia, we'll talk a bit about Parshas Ukedah, but we start the Shia with a halacha that Chazal learned from a posek in Parshas Ukedah. Vayashkem Avraham beboiker v'yachvosh et chamuro mekan shezrizen magdimen lemitzvus. So Chazal learned a halacha from this posek. Avraham got up early in the morning and he prepared himself to for this journey to Akedah Yitzchak. And Chazal learned from here that zrizen magdimen lemitzvus, when you have a mitzvah to perform, don't postpone, don't schlep, don't take your time. Do it as soon as possible, as promptly as possible. Zrizen magdim el mitzvos. And that is the first source on our sheet. Omer of Safra. Slicet Avraham Yirmashor of Chayislam. And Yom Shmini Yim Evesel Elosoi. Kol Yom Koshel Amilo. Elash Zrizen magdim el mitzvos. Shneemar. V'yashkem Avraham Baboyke V'yach Boshet Chamoro. The Bach. On the spot, Yom HaChofches, Gerses HaBach, he brings Svarim Acherim. There's another version in this Gemara. We learn from Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, but another Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, because in this week's Parsha, there's another Posek, same words, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Ela Mokar Masharom Etsham. And that is when the three Malachim come to Avraham, and one of them goes to destroy Sdom, and Sdom is overturned and destroyed. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, and Amokam Hashalom Etsham, and he looks at where Sdom previously was, and all he sees is the smoke and ashes. And the Bach quotes, and it's actually a psikta that we learn Zizim Adimin from that Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. And the question is, what was the mitzvah? What was the mitzvah? How could we learn Zizim Adimin and mitzvahs? Brochas Chavov HaMidbeis, Tfilois Keneged Karbonois Tiknum. Avraham Tikkun Shachris, Yitzchok Minchi Yankov Arvis. And the Gemara says, how do we know that Avraham Avinu was the one that formulated Tfilis Ashachar? V'yashkem Avraham Baboiker, Elamokom HaShalom Etsham. So Chazal's understanding in V'yashkem Avraham Baboiker number two, chronologically it's number one, but it is actually number two. It is another gersa. Avraham got up early in the morning to daven. As we learn in this parsha, Avraham pleaded with the Kodesh Baruch Hu to save Sdom. And it shows how much Avraham Avinu cared even for the most horrible people. They were bad people. And Avraham davened. And he brought a Kodesh Baruch Hu down from a price of 50 to 10. So Avraham Avinu was the ultimate negotiator. I don't think anybody ever negotiated the deal, and he went down from $50,000 to $10,000, or from 50 shekel to 10 shekel. Avraham Avinu wasn't a negotiator. Rachamim. He was a tzaddik. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mole Rachamim. Yes. So Avraham Avinu kiviyochol brought down HaKadosh Baruch Hu from 50 to 10. And then there were not even 10 tzaddikim. And Sdom is lost. But Avraham knows he could no longer plead, but he could still
call HaLashon.
He could no longer plead, but he could still daven. So v'yashkem Avraham Baboiker Elamokom Etsham. Avraham Avinu davened, and it is from here that we learn the zrizen magdim el mitzvos. Source number three. And interesting, all the sources are this week's parsha. Psikta, and other psikta, v'yamayel Avraham ha'oel el soro, kol kvodus melech penuma, ho oelo. V'yomer ma'ari sholeson, zores umezares v'mitzves. He is zores, he runs to the tent. He is mezares, he tells soro, fast, ma'ari, sholeshoim. So Avraham Avinu was zores umezares v'mitzves. Source number four. And we're still in this week's parasha, which is interesting. How do we know that a father has the chiyuv to be mal his son, to do bris milah his son? Vayomer Avraham es Yitzchak bano ben shemayin esumim kasher tzivu oisir elikim, and the Gemara says, v'doilis menayin, ein tzav elo ziruz. Rashi writes, ziruz, sheyei moyer, v'zoriz, v'dovar, v'noig miad v'noig l'doilis. So when Avraham Avinu comes to be mal Yitzchak, kasher tzivu oisai, sheyezoriz, u'moyer, b'mitzvahs. What is Hiddur Mitzvah all about? What lies underneath the surface? What is Hiddur Mitzvah all about? So we have four sources in this week's parasha. The Meiri explains. Kishetov edvar mitzvah liyodoi, shehem echlal azrizn magdim ala mitzvahs, velo yitachem besiyas mitzvah, shein zeh lederach mishayinu yisim mitzvah derach kavona v'ula, ela kemishar yisim derach pirukol u'mitzvah malamodo. If you have no passion for mitzvahs, and you're just doing it as a core, you know, it's a tircha, then you don't really rush to do it. But if you love your mitzvahs, and you remember the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Lulav, Hasimcha sheyismacha odem ba'asiyas mitzvahs, avoid the gedoylehi, then you're gonna rush. So if you ask a little boy, or a little girl, I have an ice cream cone for you. Do you want it now or in another 3 hours? You know what the answer will be. Do you want your ice cream today or tomorrow? And your kid will say, not today, not tomorrow, now. And you tell your kid, we need to go to the dentist. Do you want today or tomorrow? You know what the answer will be. Always. Every kid. Tomorrow. And that is these madim and mitzvahs. When you appreciate what a mitzvah is, what it means to you, and you love your mitzvahs, that is these madim and mitzvahs. It is a reflection of your passion for mitzvahs. What are you feeling? Are you doing this just because everybody does it, so I do it as well? And sometimes you're going to do a mitzvah because you believe in Sechar V'Onesh, and you don't want to sit in Gehenim with all the Rishonim, then there's no rush. But if you love your mitzvahs and you appreciate what a mitzvah means to you, then that is Zizim Adim Ala Mitzvahs. There's another concept in Chazal, source number 7. Shiu Mitzvahs Lo Mashinan. Mitzvah Begodel Yabim. That is a Mishnah in Yevomis. Lai Rotsa Malchan El Kaluachin. So when a person dies without children, there's a mitzvah of yibum. We turn to his brothers. Do you want to marry the wife of the deceased? If he doesn't want to, or she doesn't want to, then the other option is chalitza. So what happens? The oldest brother is not around. He's in America. He's in Chutz Laretz. Do we wait for him to come back? The Mishnah says no. If he's not around, we go to number 2. And what happens if the older brother doesn't want to do Yibum, but he says, I'll do Chalitza. But Yibum comes for Chalitza. And there's a younger brother, he's 5 years old. Do we wait? He should become a Godel and then he might do Yibum. We don't wait. Do the mitzvah now. And the Gemara explains to you, Mrs. Lomashina, and you don't postpone, you don't push off mitzvahs. What is the difference between Ziz Magdim and Mitzvahs and Shio Mrs. Lomashina? Who says there's a difference? There must be a difference, because different words convey a different message. Different words are different concepts. And if we find two Agdoras in Chazal, Ziz Magdim and Mitzvahs, Shio Mrs. Lomashina, they cannot mean the same. Even more than that, Zizim Adim and Amitzis. What is the halacha? Mila. Kol yom eshmini kosher l'mila, elish Zizim Adim and Amitzis. What is the halacha of Shia Mitzis Lo Mashinin? Yibum. Why don't Chazal Shia Mitzis Lo Mashinin by Mila? Or by Yibum say Zizim Adim and Amitzis? There's one more Gemara about Shia Mitzis Lo Mashinin, and that is source number 8. In the process of conversion, a ger comes to be megayah. There are three stages when a ger wants to lachsos tachas kanfei hashchina. Stage number one, the Beis Din interviews him, and they need to be convinced that he means it, that he is sincere. He wants to be a Jew. He's willing to take upon himself tariyag mitzvahs with no exception. We try to push him away. That is the halacha. But once Beis Din is convinced that he means it, malen oisoy miyad. Last line. Kibel. When the get is makabel alatz my oil mitzvahs, malen oisoy miyad. My tummy. What's the rush? Shu mitzvahs lo mashkinan. So once again, the Gemara doesn't say Zvizi Maidimim, but rather Shia Mrs. Lomashinan. So my feeling is this. As I said before, Zvizi Maidimim is a reflection of Chib of Mitzvah, of loving your mitzvahs. And that is why this Elocha, Chazal say in a positive context, what you should do, Shia Mrs. Lomashinan is in a negative connotation, what you should not do. Not what you should do, but what you should not do. Don't postpone. Don't push it off. Don't wait. Lanias Daiti Shia Mitzvah Lo Mashinan is not a reflection of Chibuv Mitzvah. By Yibum and Chalitza, those are not mitzvahs that are essentially avoidas ukel. You just need to free this woman. She should be able to get married. Either she marries you or let her marry someone else. And therefore, Zizim Adimra Mitzvahs wouldn't apply. Shia Mrs. Lomashinan is when, if you're not going to do it now, maybe you're going to lose out entirely. It is either now or never. So there's an older brother in Medina Sayam, and in days of yore, you didn't have a ticket and get on a flight and you're home. Once again, these are times when you want to come to Eretz Yisrael, it's not so easy to get on a flight and you come back home. It's almost as hard as it was when there were camel caravans in the desert. So we don't wait for the older brother to come in Medina Sayam. It might take months, and who knows? The younger ones that are here might go away, and he might never come back. So don't push it off. You might lose out. And the same is with a ger. Once Beis Din is convinced that the get is sincere, it's a mitzvah gedolah lekabloi. We push him off until we are convinced that he really wants to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim and he wants to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpocha. But once we are convinced that he means it, don't push him off. Every ger is in extreme pressure. Every ger is mekayim what Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, lech lechum ma'artzecho, memeladetecho, umebeis avicho. There's a family surrounding him and friends and a social circle. Don't push it off because we might lose him. And he might be intimidated, he might be afraid, he might turn back. And if he means it, then we want him. That means he has the Yiddish neshama. So Shia Mitzvah Lo Mashinan is not a positive idea, like Zrizin Magdimen, which is Chibuv Mitzvah. Shia Mitzvah Lo Mashinan is, don't push it off. So if the older brother was invited to do Chalitza, and he calls, and he says, there's an accident on Kvish Mispar Achad, according to Waze, it's going to take me 2 hours to get there. We don't go to his younger brother and say, you give Chalitza. We patiently wait. He's on his way here. He's not flying anywhere. Lemise loy chayshinan. Won't die, and if he does die, the younger brother is still here. So Shia Mitzvah Lo Mashinan is not like Zizim HaDimen. Zizim HaDimen, every minute counts. You don't push off a mitzvah with a half hour. Do it now. If you love your mitzvahs, what are you waiting for? Shia Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, when the Rambam brings this aloha, he writes, Hoyu ha'acha gadol b'medina acheres. In a different Medina. He was on his way here, but he had a flat tire, we patiently wait. It's not like Zizim Magdim and Amitzvahs. Trumas Hadeshem Lamedei, quoted in the Ramah Simintov Chavav. So who knows why we usually do Kiddush Levona Moitzei Shabbos? Who knows? Why do we do Kiddush Levona Moitzei Shabbos? Does anybody know? What? I don't hear that well. Mevusam. It's an interesting din. What does that mean, mevusam? In modern language, bosom is perfume. So Motzei Shabbos, you're perfumed. So Shulchan Aruch says, everybody's mevusam in Bigdei Shabbos. Probably a reflection of COVID for the mitzvah, of Simchas HaMitzvah. So l'chatchila we do it Motzei Shabbos. But if the Levona is visible in the middle of the week, do we need to wait for Motzei Shabbos? Thomas Hadeshan says, depends. If it's summer, especially summer in Eretz Yisrael, it's not cloudy, it's not rainy in the middle of the summer, then you wait for Motzei Shabbos. Even though Zizim Medim LeMitzvahs, Motzei Shabbos overrides Zizim Medim LeMitzvahs. Zizim Medim LeMitzvahs is an important principle. But there's a huge discussion in the Poskim when Hidur Mitzvah goes against Zizim Medim. We need to weigh which is more important. So Motzei Shabbos Mivusam, the big day Shabbos, comes before Zrizin. But if it's winter time, and if you wait for Motzei Shabbos, it might be rainy, it might be cloudy, you might not be able to do Kiddush Levona, and the clock is ticking, and another day or two you could no longer do Kiddush Levona, Thomas Hadeshan says, we don't wait, because Shia Mitzvahs Lo Mashinan. So in this very same halacha, the Thomas Hadeshan deals with two concepts. Zrizin Magdimen in the summer, Shia Mitzvahs Lo Mashinan in the winter. And according to the way we explain these halachas, it is beautiful and so logical. In the summer, you're not taking a risk. You could do it Motzei Shabbos. Zrizin Magdimen? No, Motzei Shabbos is more important than Zrizin Magdimen. But in the winter, you're taking a risk. You might lose the mitzvah entirely. If you don't do it now, nobody could promise you that Motzei Shabbos there will be a Levona. And therefore, we don't wait for Motzei Shabbos, because Shio Mitzvahs Lo Mashinan. Where else do we find Zizim Madim and Mitzvahs? Source number 10. And that is the halacha. When a person has Yoytzer Derech, he can daven after Alois and he doesn't need to wait for the Nates. So we won't go into all the details of this complicated halacha, but let's look at the second paragraph. So you could daven sitting on your mule or on your camel. Or sitting in a car. You can't stand up by Shmoinis if you're in a car. So, with the evidence, it's only lechatchila. However, if when you're going to reach your destination, you know you'll have a quiet place and you can daven ba'amida, then wait. But once you reach your destination and your host has 10 little kids and a small apartment and yebalbeluhu b'nei abayis, then it's better to daven sitting on a horse, on a mule, in a car, not ba'amida, to have proper kavanah. But if you will be able to daven with kavanah when you reach your destination, wait. Ve'ein v'zeh mishum ein machmitzen es ha-mitzvah zuz v'izvendim le'mitzikim v'shem eschaven kedeh l'kayim mitzvah min ha-mufchar. This is another example in which mitzvah min ha-mufchar overrides zriz. So Zrizim Adim and Amis is an important principle, but not always is it the most important factor. Tevila Bekavona comes before Zrizim. So if you're riding or driving on the way to your city, and you have two options, you could have it right now seated, or wait till you arrive, and you could have it Bamida. And Bekavona, wait. Zrizim Adim and Amisus, but Mitzvah and Amufa comes before Zrizim. Just like Moitzei Shabbos comes before Zrizim Adim and Amisus by Kiddush Levona. Concept number three. Amar Reb Shimon, boy v'ra'ei, kama chaviv mitzvah b'shata sharei hektech alovim v'evim k'shem kolayla, lo haya mamtin la'ad shetecheshach. This Gemara is a Menuchas Ayin Beis and a Psochim Samech Ches. The Gemara says, Kamo Chaviva Mitzvah Bishato. Korban HaSibur Doichen Shabbos. And who knows what are the Arba Avoides Adam, Arba Avoides Amatio. What are the four Avoides in every Korban that we bring to the Beis HaMikdash? Does anybody know? What are the four fundamental avoidas? Shchita, Kabbalah Sadam, Haylacha, Zarika. These are the four avoidas. We shech the animal, we take its blood into a kli, we walk to the Mizbeach, and as Ozevech. And then, what do we do with the rest of the animal besides the blood? Haktora al gabe hamizbeach. Haktora kosher kol alayla. Doesn't need to be biyoyim. However, if you have time, we do haktora biyoyim, even though it involves kol Shabbos. It is burning part of the animal on the mizbeach. Mavir is a malacha. So the Gemara says, kama chaviv mitzvah b'shato. We don't wait till night. Even though, if we wait till night, we avoid Chil Shabbos. And it's kosher, but we don't wait. Why Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shato? What is the difference between Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shato and these Madim and Mitzvahs? Obviously, we understand Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shato has nothing to do with Shir Mitzvahs L'Mashinah. Because the Mizbeach is here, the Koyin is here, the Eivin am I here. We're not taking any risk. No reason to be afraid we might lose the Mitzvah. You're not going to lose anything. But what is the difference between Zizim Adim and Amitzvahs and Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shato? Once again, we need to be medactic, Loshon Chazal. Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shato. What does B'Shato mean? We're Mechal al Shabbos because Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shato. We never would be Mechal al Shabbos for Zizim Adim and Amitzvahs. Zizim Adim and Amitzvahs is not Derech Shabbos. Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shato is. Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shato stresses the word B'Shato. There are mitzvahs in which there is El-Chatchil Ezman and Ezman of B'Dievet. L'Chatchila, Akturah should be performed by day. Because Ein Korbonos, Ein Avoides HaKorbonos B'Layla. All the Avoides HaKorbonos are by day. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, are possible b'layla. Haktura is an exception. Kosher kol alayla. But that is only a b'dieved. Because sometimes there were so many korbonis, especially b'chagim and sukkahs, that they didn't have time to do all the haktura b'day. So haktura is kshera kol halayla. Sometimes there's omes. People came from near and from far, and many kabbonis were old, and the dorim and the davois. So haktorah is kosher kol alayla, but it's a bedieved. Chaviv and mitzvah b'shato. It is important to be mekayim and mitzvah b'ikar hazman, in the zman that is lechatchila, and that is why it's Derech Shabbos. So this is different than zlizin makdimen lemitzvahs. Finally, concept number four, Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs. What is the difference between Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs and Zizin Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shato? Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs has many sources. On our sheet we only have one. Megillat Avot Midbeis, when there's a leap year, and we have two Chadoshim of Adar, in which do we observe Purim? Adar HaRishon or Adar HaSheni? Well, everybody knows, or the Sheni. But in the Gemara, it's a machlokes Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Yosi says, no, all the mitzvahs should be performed Adar HaRishon. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, or the Sheni. What is the reasoning? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein Mavid Lan HaMitzvos." How could you skip? How could you skip? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Mismach Geula LeGeula Odif." We want to juxtapose. We want to make Purim as close to Pesach as possible, because both Purim and both Pesach, we remember miracles, Nisim. These are Lamala Mederach HaTeva, these are Mederach HaTeva, but they're miracles. And therefore, we want Purim and Pesach to come close to each other. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein Mavid Lan HaMitzvos." Do you know why Tefillin Shel Yad comes before Tefillin Shel Rosh? Why does Tefillin Shel Yad come before Tefillin Shel Rosh? And why wouldn't the halacha say, what's the difference? This is Tefillin, that's Tefillin, whatever you want. No. Tefillin Shel Yad comes before Tefillin Shel Rosh. Why? Who knows? Two reasons. One is, Chazal say, "V'ohoyo le'teitofo yizbein enecho, kol zman shebein enecho yushnayim." We never have Shel Rosh without Shel Yad. And that is why when we put on the Tefillin, we put on Shel Yad, then Shel Rosh. When we take off the Tefillin, we take off the Shel Rosh, and then Shel Yad. But that is not ma'akev. Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are two different mitzvahs. And if a person only has Shel Yad, he puts on Shel Yad without Shel Rosh. And he puts on Shel Rosh without Shel Yad. Why does Shel Yad come earlier? As I said, v'hoyle t'tobes. Another reason is, ein mavid lan HaMitzvos. Because when you lift up your arm, first you pass your left arm till before you reach your head. Ein mavid lan HaMitzvos. And that is why, in Menuchas Lamed Vav, we learn, when you take off your tefillin and you put them into the tefillin, whatever it's called, tefillin bag, I don't know, then we usually have wide ones, but in the days of Chodal, there was a very narrow one. Put in Shel Rosh first, and then Shel Yad. Because tomorrow morning, if you take out the Shel Rosh first, you're going to need to put it aside, and then take out Shel Yad. Ein Mavid Lan HaMitzvos. So when you put your tefillin into the bag, you need to see to it that tomorrow morning, when you take out your tefillin, tefillin Shel Yad comes out first. Because we don't want to skip a mitzvah. So Ein Mavid Lan HaMitzvos says you don't skip. And one of the halachas is Odor Rishon Odor Sheni. How could you, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, how could you skip Yud-Dalet Odor and Tezvav Odor and not read the Megillah? Ein Mavid Lan HaMitzvos. So Ein Mavid Lan HaMitzvos we find in many different ways. You don't skip one mitzvah to perform another. And that is Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. By Megillah, it's the same mitzvah. You don't skip your first opportunity and then wait for another opportunity. That is not like Zlisa Magdimen. Once again, Zlisa Magdimen is a positive concept. What you should do. Ein Mavid Lan HaMitzvos is what you should not do. So if Zlisa Magdimen is a reflection of Chibuv Mitzvah, Ein Mavid is a reflection of Bizui Mitzvah. You cannot be Mevazah Mitzvahs. And that is why Ein Mavid Lan HaMitzvos. So he spoke about four different concepts and tried to explain each of them. And this week, we learn Akedas Yitzchak. And many ask, what was the great Nisoyen of Akedas Yitzchak? Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice his life in Ur Kasdim. He was willing to sacrifice his son's life. And that is a Gevaldig Nisoyen. In our painful history, many stood in the same Nisoyen. 900 years ago, in the Crusades, when Christians forced Jews to convert, and many were Moshe Nefesh, and there was a big machlokes between Bali and Tosfos, what do we do with the children? Because the Christians snatched away children. They took away Jewish children. Many times they murdered their parents. And it was very easy with little kids, bringing them up as Christians. Rabbeinu Ephraim and some other Bali Tosa said, we need to kill the children. They should not be Oved Avodah Zarah. We cannot let them fall into our enemy's hands. And Rabbeinu Tam was adamantly opposed to this opinion. And he says, you do not kill your children. You daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's up to him. And Rabbeinu Tam was so angry that he told the Poisik that said, you need to kill the children, that he said, if you're going to go ahead with your plan, Chas v'Shalom, you're going to have a Misa Mishina v'kach havi. And this story is brought in three different sources. Ritvo Avodizor Daf Yud Ches, Daze Kenim Lebali Toises Parshas Noach, and the Bis Yosef and Bedek Abayis, and Yoredeya, I think it's Kuf Nun Zayin. Do we have a tour in this room, or we need to go elsewhere? If we have a tour, Yoredeya, Kuf Nun Zayin. I just want to check it. It's either Kuf Nun Vav or Kuf Nun Zayin. So, one of the Gedolim of those days went ahead with this plan, children were destroyed, and then he had a very tragic end. But they all meant L'shem Shemayim. And those that did such a horrific act also meant L'shem Shemayim. In a way, it was an assign like a Kedis Yitzchak. So what was so special and so gewaldig about Avraham Avinu, and what was the nature of his Nesoyim? Yes, it is in Bedek HaBayis, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. Bedek HaBayis is additions that the Bais Yosef wrote to his Sefer Bais Yosef towards the end of his lifetime. So what ultimately was the Nesoyin of Avraham Avinu? So my feeling is this. Avraham Avinu was the greatest Oyhev Hashem. And that is what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam dedicated an entire Perek, Perek Yud Hilchos Tshuva, to Ahavas Hashem. And the Rambam writes, Loi kol hachachomim zochu to the Madrega of Ahavas Hashem. That is the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. The Novi Yeshayahu, referring to Klal Yisrael, says, Zera Avraham Ohavi. Avraham was the greatest story of Hashem. But Shleimus in Avodas Hashem is Dechilu and Rechimu. Ahavu plus Yiro. So you probably remember in Masechet Kedushin Daf Lamed Hei, Machloikis, when are we called Bonam Lamokim and when are we called Avodim Lamokim? Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Baha says we are always Bonim and we are always Avodim. And Bonim and Avodim don't contradict each other. They're mashlim one another. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're Bonim. We're in awe and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're Avodim. And there is no stila. We are always Bonim, and we are always Avodim. Avo and Yiro are the two pillars of Dveikus and Yiddishkeit. What is the difference between a servant, a slave, and a child? When a father asks his son to do something, the son feels free to ask Abba, why? Could you explain to me, why is this important? Why do you want me to do this? And the father doesn't get angry. He's my son, you know. He deserves to know. He wants to learn. A slave is not supposed to ask questions. You do your duty. Anybody here from London? Anybody visit Trafalgar Square? There's a big column and a man standing up on the top and he misses a leg. Do you know who that was? A one-legged person up there on the column? In the middle of London. That's Horatio Nelson. He was a British naval commander, lost a leg. And his famous line was, when he spoke to his troops, ours is not to ask why, How is this to do and die? And Eved doesn't ask questions. You ask a question, you get a slap in the face. You have a duty to do, work. But a son is entitled to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, take your son and slaughter him and kill him. And Avraham has 1,000 questions. Didn't you promise me that? What now? And Avraham Avinu teaches the whole world Amunas Ayichud, and he fights Avodah Zorah. And Oivdi Avodah Zorah had a void of Moilach. Moilach is killing your kid and sacrificing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avraham Avinu dedicated his life to destroy Avodah Zorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avraham Avinu thinks to himself, what am I going to do now? My entire life project is being totally destroyed. The world will laugh at me. You did the same as we do. You killed your son as a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Avraham Avinu asks no questions. This is my mitzvah. The Nesoyan was, Ha'im Goydel o Ahavu Doichik Esragle Hayiro. Is the Yiras Hashem of Avraham Avinu as great as Avas Hashem? That was the test. He asks no questions. Ve'yerchu Shneyam Yachtav. And that is why the Malach turns to Avraham Avinu, and what does he say? Ato yodati ki yarei Elokim ato. We knew that you're a oyev Hashem. Nobody doubted that. This test was to test your yiras Hashem. Is your yira as great as your avo? And do you understand when to exercise avo and when to exercise yira? So Avraham Avinu is told to kill his son, which he thinks to himself, this cannot be. This cannot be. You know, I've been fighting Avodah Zorah, and I've been teaching the entire world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Korbanos Odom, like the Gemara says in Megillat Daf Daled, that this is an Aveda. Why don't you ask? A son is entitled to ask. Avraham Avinu says, I'm an Eved as well as a son, and now I cannot ask. And Chazal say, the moment the Malach says, Al tishlach yad cholenar, Avraham takes a deep breath and he says, Achshav afarish sichosi. Okay. If I don't have to kill my son, now I have some questions. And he goes all the way back and he says, Mitzchino amarto lo yikivi yitzchikor ha-chazora. Ache kach amarti leir sham leiro. Va-achshav atu oimer li al tishlach yad cholenar. But as long as he has a mitzvah to perform, he asks no questions. And that was the Nesoyan of Yira, and that's where the Malach says, Ato yodati ki yarei lekimatam. And that is the shleimus of Avodas Hashem, the combination of Dechinu and Lechimu, of Ahava and Yira. For some people, Yira is easier than Ahava. For others, Ahava is easier than Yira. Ahava is definitely more pleasant than Yira. But the shleimus is always Dechilu and Rechimu. Avo and Yiru. We should all be Zoicha to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'seim b'libeinu ahavoscho v'yiroscho lasois retzoincho b'leivav sholem. We should all be Zoicha to Avo and Yiru. And we should only hear B'sodis Toivois and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach Tzedkeinu b'mheiru v'yumeinu amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.